This is Dr. Liang. The thing for patient last name is Navarro. Again, Navarro. First name is Anthony, Anthony. Date of visit is February 6, 2024. Next, a patient tells me that he was involved in traumatic brain injury. First up, it was while he was in service in 2019 and to 2023. First up, a patient tells me that he was a Marine and he was working with rockets and bombs. First up, that patient tells me that he was exposed to many bomb explosions. The first up, a patient tells me that there was significant loud sound and explosion sounds around him all the time. First up, he was working with rockets and bombs. A patient tells me that there was no physical injury to his head. There was no loss of consciousness from the bomb explosions. Next paragraph, however, patient tells me in 2021, when he was in Camp Pendleton, a patient was wrestling, WRESTLING. Somebody was choking him. A patient tells me that he suddenly lost of consciousness for about 30 seconds and lay on the ground. A patient tells me that he woke up uneventfully after 30 seconds. He tells me that's the only time that he had loss of consciousness. A patient currently have symptoms including ringing in the ears, blurred vision, sensitivity, loud sound, hearing loss from bomb explosions. A patient also was diagnosed of a patient tells me that he was also diagnosed with PTSD. Patient's currently working in a warehouse. He tells me that his ringing in the ears, blur vision, sensitivity to light, and hearing loss, are affecting his job performance. Patient tells me that sometimes it's difficult to focus on his job. Next paragraph. His MOC examination score today is 27 out of 30. First up, patient missed 1 on abstraction. First up, patient missed 2 on delay recall. I don't think that this marks the ineptitation.